This is KMUW, Wichita Public Radio. The state of Kansas has delayed its obligation to pay roughly $90 million into CAPERS, the Kansas Public Employees Retirement System, which covers educators and most employees in state and local government. The quarterly payment was due on April 15th, and while there's still a question about how the money will be used, some financial experts say the state is setting a risky precedent by not keeping its promise to state retirees. KMUW's Abigail Wilson has more.
Current estimates show Kansas ending the fiscal year $32 million short of a balanced budget. But by law, the budget has to be balanced in order to pass. Delaying the state's required contribution into the pension plan is just one of the ways the legislature is trying to eliminate the deficit. The delay was okayed by the legislature with a provision that the state makes up the deferred payments plus 8% annual interest. That's to make up for what the funds could have earned if they had been invested.
I suspect what they're trying to do is move the required contribution into the next fiscal year so they can balance the budget this year, and then they'll deal with next fiscal year's fiscal challenges at that time.
Keith Brainerd of Austin, Texas, is the research director for the National Association of State Retirement Administrators. He's more familiar with pension plans than most people are with their own bank accounts, but he was a little skeptical when I explained the current situation in Kansas.
What I understand that you're saying is that the governor is proposing, and the deal the state is offering, is that they will postpone required contributions to the pension plan.
Yes.
And then when they make those contributions to the pension plan, they will make them plus 8% annual interest.
Yes.
And so the question you're asking is a fiscal question for the state, and that is, what is it you, the state, are expecting to change between now and the time that you would pay back this money?
Right, exactly.
And, you know, frankly, in a period when interest rates are as low as they are, it's kind of an expensive loan that the state is taking.
They've said it's not a loan. They're not considering it a loan.
Well, if they're paying 8% interest and they're deferring a required obligation, I don't know what else to call it, but it's not my business. If it's not a loan, what is it?
But it's not about whether we call it a loan or something else, according to Sean Sullivan, budget director for the state of Kansas.
Either way, the payment will get paid back either because we decide not to use it as a budget balancing tool. It's paid back this year. Or number two, if we decide to use it for this year as a tool, then it'll be paid back by September 30th of the next fiscal year.
And so as far as if it is used and paying back the money, where is that money anticipated to come from?
Well, there'd have to be other budget changes that would have to be made.
But until a decision is made whether or not to use the payments as a budget balancing tool, $90 million in required contributions is being held in ambiguous political limbo. Here's a scenario. The state decides to delay just a fraction of that 90, let's say $50 million in payments.
If we decide to delay $50 million into next year and that we have to pay that back, then we have to find that $50 million somewhere else.
Plus 8% annual interest. Many critics of the government in Kansas put all of the blame for the current financial situation on Governor Brownback's fiscal policies. But in the case of CAPERS, that's not totally true. The Kansas Pension Fund has only about 67% of what it currently owes to future retirees. That's partially because of a cap instituted by the legislature in the early 90s that limits how much state and employee contributions can increase from year to year. Dr. Ken Kriz, director of the Kansas Public Finance Center at Wichita State, says that has resulted in contributions that are consistently less than what they should be to keep funding levels where they need to be.
And so the state has just fallen further and further behind in terms of what it owes.
Just to be clear, CAPERS has billions of dollars to cover retirement benefits for decades to come. If you have been paying into CAPERS, your money cannot legally be touched. That 67% just means that if everyone in the system retired today, the state would only have two-thirds of the money it has promised to employees. Kriz says that in the short run, the contribution cap might have been a good idea.
But to keep it in place this long really has no it has no intellectual or public finance justification.
And when you consider that, along with the delayed contributions from the state, an uncertain economy, and the 2012 tax cuts, the result is more than $9.5 billion that the state is obligated to pay retired Kansans that at this point in time it does not have. Republican Representative Don Heineman serves the 118th district in the northwest part of the state. He describes the controversy over CAPERS funding as a perennial part of the legislative process.
It seems like every year in some way we are impacting CAPERS either to the positive or the negative side.
Heineman says he sees the future of CAPERS and those paying into it as positive. He says there is a plan in place to have CAPERS in relatively good shape by 2020, but the plan depends on the government making payments.
I haven't heard any specific rationale for how we might be able to make those payments. That some folks might be thinking that things will turn around and revenues will increase once we get into the new fiscal year.
So would it be fair to say that's the plan going forward, is just kind of to wait and see, or is there a plan?
No, that's a good question. If there is a plan, I don't know what it is. My expectation is that our difficult financial circumstances are going to be with us for some time to come, and that makes me very skeptical that we will, in fact, make those payments. And actually, I believe we will. That means that we will have to do more cutting in other areas of the budget in order to give a higher priority to making those CAPERS payments.
So at some point, the state will have to pay what it has promised. And Keith Brainerd with the National Association of Retirement Administrators says that's what Kansans should be concerned about.
Part of the problem is that the state neglected the problem for so long. And the state, of course, the best thing the state could do, again, is to stop digging a hole. I mean, what do they say? The first thing to do when you're in a hole is stop digging. And the state needs to do that.
So maybe the $90 million in delayed payments is just a tool to get out of that hole on paper. For KMUW News, I'm Abigail Wilson.